Thousands of birds are moving through the interior on their migration south from summer nesting areas on Alaska's northern and western coasts. Creamer's Refuge in Fairbanks is a popular stopover point for Canada geese, white-fronted geese, and sandhill cranes this time of year. Refuge biologist Lori Beck with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the birds are right on schedule in a migration that usually peaks in Fairbanks at about 2,000 birds a day.
Photo period is a big driver of it, so they just, you know, tune themselves into the amount of daylight coming, so they pretty much go on that cue. And just watching them on a daily basis to see where they are and comparing them to our recent averages, and they're just about on time.
Beck says migratory species flock to Creamer's Field because it's a safe, open place to feed and rest up for the journey south. Fields at the University of Alaska are another popular local refueling stop. The refuge and the university plant barley to provide food and attract the birds away from the Fairbanks International Airport, where they can be a hazard to aircraft. The migrating birds are very vocal, and Beck says if you listen carefully, you can hear families of cranes communicating.
You can hear when they're coming in. The males usually will chirp first, and then the females respond, and then you can hear the colts will peep in the background, so you can't really hear them over the other two critters flying around. But if you listen real close, you can just hear them making a peep sound.
Beck says the cranes begin heading away from Fairbanks next week for their wintering destinations as far south as Texas.